Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Allison Rivera talking Farm Bill from a cattleman's point of view in just a moment.
With more Black Angus influenced cattle qualifying for the Certified Angus Beef brand than ever before, it's clear that the Angus Bull is America's bull. He sires calving ease, growth, and superior marbling. He works well in any environment and on any cow, regardless of breed. Make sure that an Angus bull serves as your director of herd improvement. Go to Angus.org to learn more. Angus, America's breed.
OKC West Livestock Auction is the market that makes selling cattle easy. Featuring a new 3-day sale week, owner Bill Barnhart promises to move your cattle quick, easy, and most important, profitably.
We sell our cows on Monday, stock our cattle on Tuesday, feed our cattle on Wednesday.
For more information on how OKC West can help market your cattle, call them direct at 405-262-8800. Click over to their website at OKCWest.com or drop by the sale barn located just east of El Reno on historic Route 66. Stop selling cattle the hard way. For service at its best, call OKC West.
Today's report being brought to you by the American Angus Association, America's breed. Allison Rivera joining us today. She's the Executive Director of Governmental Relations for the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, headquartered in their D.C. office. And among the issues that Allison's put a lot of hours in over the last year or so, the 2018 Farm Bill. And she says the cattle producers and the beef industry please that this bill is indeed the law of the land.
Yeah, absolutely. NCBA was very supportive of this bill. Did we get everything that we would have liked to have seen in there? Things like forest management, wildfire mitigation? No, we didn't get everything in there. But our biggest priority is what we were able to achieve, and that was the creation, the authorization and funding for a foot and mouth disease vaccine bank. It was a big lift, and so we consider that a huge win. Also, maintaining a pretty strong conservation title, that was our second priority and something that we worked very hard on. There were a lot of bad things that could have made their way into that title that we were successful in booting out, and so I think overall we felt like this was a solid bill, and the fact that Congress in 2018 got a farm bill done in itself was a big win.
I guess what compared to maybe previous farm bills when we've had some of the populist groups get some language in there as well. None of that happened this year, right?
NCBA was happy that there were no market distorting items added into this bill. There are a lot of opinions on those issues from both sides of the aisle, and none of those things made it into the bill. And as you stated, there were a lot of groups that had a lot of opinions, and a lot of that meant that there were members of Congress that didn't think that they could support a farm bill. And so it was one of our jobs to convince them that, no, it is important to rural America and to our farmers and ranchers.
Signed into law just before Christmas, implementation delayed by the partial government shutdown. Where do we really stand, though, on getting it rolling now?
Right. So during the shutdown, it was difficult. We obviously were not allowed to have these conversations at USDA. They were not working to implement the bill. I think that it was on their minds to begin the implementation, but then the shutdown happened just a handful of days later. We had already started conversations with NRCS about the conservation title and how we were going to work together to implement some of these new items. The FMD bank, same thing. We've had a lot of conversations amongst ourselves and amongst the groups that were supportive of the bank, but it has put us at a standstill. Now, the government is back open, but it could be temporarily, and they do, unfortunately, have a lot of catch-up to do for being closed for 35 days, and so we are at a little bit of a standstill, and that is where we don't want to be. We want to be moving forward, because time is moving. This bill is a 5-year bill, and we want to get this bank up and running and get the money to the entity that's going to provide the bank for us.
You mentioned to us as we started that this is a multi-function type measure within this animal disease area, and that there's decisions to be made by the secretary and his people on how to spend money. What are you advocating?
So the first 4 years, there's $120 million to be divided up based on the secretary's discretion between the state block grants, the Animal Disease Preparedness Program, as we're calling it, the NALIN labs where we do the diagnostic testing, which is very important for the industry, and then the FMD bank. So while we would have liked to have had all that $120 for the FMD bank, we do have to, the secretary will be prioritizing. And so we need to make sure that when USDA is fully back up and running, running and begins work on this, that we are the first ones in the door saying this FMD bank needs funding. We need to make sure that we're doing it right and we're not halfway doing it. We need to make sure that it's up and running and that there are antigens in place and there are doses of vaccine in place. And that's the goal moving forward. In the fifth year, there is about $30 million that has to be divided again amongst those three entities. It's a little more than $30 million. I apologize. It's around $50 million. But at the end of the day, we still have a pot of money, essentially, that we will have to work for. We also still have the appropriations process through Congress, and we will make sure that our friends in Congress are reminded that we need some funding from them as well to supplement this mandatory funding coming out of USDA.
Executive Director for Governmental Affairs for the Cattle Industry, Allison Rivera. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
It's the fourth annual Choctaw Land and Cattle Company Bull Sale, Saturday, February 16th at Boswell, Oklahoma. This year's sale features 70 performance-ready 18-month-old Angus and Sim-Angus bulls and 10 2-year-old Angus and Sim-Angus bulls. For more information or to download a catalog, go online to www.cclcattle.com or call 580-276-0070, 580-276-0070. The fourth annual Choctaw Land and Cattle Company Bull Sale.
And that's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.